Hello, Saints. So today I want to talk about a topic called the shofar and spiritual warfare. Yep. I haven't done too much research into the shofar, but looking into it, I was really edified by what the shofar has been used for in the Old Testament by the Jews of Torah law. It was used for battle cries. It was used for warnings. It was used for praise. It was used for a lot of different things. Now, some heretical Christians try to bring that over into the New Testament. We have no ordinance for that. That was done away with in the law, Torah law. But what I found kind of cool is that we born-again saints, born-again believers, if you're born again by the Holy Spirit of God, the temple of God, we kind of act like the shofar, in a way, when we go out and preach the kingdom of God and warn our neighbors of the wrath to come. And I kind of want to talk about that a little bit today. So I'll start in Judges 7. 17 to 20. And he said unto them, Look on me, and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that, as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch. And they blew the trumpets, and brake the pitchers that were in their hands, and the three companies blew the trumpets, and brake the pitchers, and held the lamps in their left hands, and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So the word trumpets in those passages there, shofar in the Hebrew. And the shofar, or a ram's horn made into a trumpet, was used in a variety of different applications for the Jews of the Old Testament. Most notably, the shofar was used for battle purposes. And we see those examples that the Israelites used the shofar in their battles in those verses right there in Judges, the Midianites, fighting the Midianites, and also when they fought against Jericho. And I'll read through that now, Joshua 6, 2-5. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Now while the use of the shofar was done away with, as the Lord brought his new covenant to pass, and as part of the law which has been fulfilled by Christ, Galatians 3:24-26, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. But though this instrument of battle is no longer of any significance in the New Testament body of Christ, by the Holy Spirit of God, we are made into an ever-important instrument of battle, praise, and significance, just as the shofar was. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So we lift up our voice to proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus as public criers. And just as the shofar warned of bloodshed, so do the people of God for the glory of God. Ezekiel 33:2-6. Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts, and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon that land, he blow the trumpet, and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come, and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand." Not only does this public crying warn of bloodshed, but it is a resounding battle cry, as our warfare is not fought in the flesh. We see how lifting up the Lord Jesus in the streets stirs up the spiritual realm, draws seekers, mockers, people that are quick to call the police, as though we wielded an actual sword. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-4. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." And Ephesians 6, 10-12. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So whether it be Jericho, which collapsed and fell flat as the Israelites sounded the shofar with a shout, or the army of Gideon, who sounded their shofars coupled with the proclamation of their mighty sword, so we, saints, when we sound our voices proclaiming the word of God, which is the sword of the Lord, with a reverberating shout, we become the Lord's trumpet, and we carry forward a battle cry, a warning, or an offering of spiritual song for the glory of God as his temple. Revelation 19, 12-16. "His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." So that was my study on the shofar and waging spiritual war. Yep, there's a lot of comparisons to the people of God being the instrument of the Lord now. The shofar was used in many different applications in the Old Testament Jews, and like I said, the heretical Christians try to pull the shofar into the New Testament because they're fleshly, they don't have the indwelling Holy Spirit, they're not walking after him in spirit and truth. But us saints, bought and paid for by Jesus Christ, we're servants of the Lord, we're following after his Spirit, walking in the Spirit, we are the instrument of God. We offer praise unto God with our lips. We offer a battle cry to fight against spiritual darkness. We warn our neighbors of the wrath to come. We fulfill everything the shofar did in the Old Testament, and it's all for God's glory. So I hope this edified you today. I hope you have something new to ponder, and I hope you have a good rest of your day or night wherever you are, and God be praised.